USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope. To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The Vice President meeting with the CDC in Atlanta on Friday to discuss the current status of vaccine development. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Friday, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is optimistic that a coronavirus relief bill will be passed during the lame duck session.
There is momentum with the action that the senators and House members in a bipartisan way have taken with them. It could provide meaning relief for millions who are suffering.
The California Democrat also saying a new coronavirus stimulus package could be attached to a government funding bill. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A marijuana bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill has virtually no chance of passing the Republican-led Senate. The nation's economy is undergoing a massive change because of the pandemic. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC some of the adjustment made to slow the spread of the coronavirus will not go away once the nation has fully recovered.
And so I think in many ways we're seeing transformations of businesses. There may be some negative consequences to that when we see that some feature films are going to be released direct basically to home video streaming.
Hamrick also foresees less business travel and more teleconference meetings. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The governor of the Golden State doing what he believes needs to be done to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic.
Setting shortages of beds in intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks. Where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carry-out and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says the delay in the Summer Games because of the pandemic will cost them about $2.8 billion. The International Olympic Committee plans to pay $650 million to help cover the postponement costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.